online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May says the Russian state was culpable in the nerve agent attack in Salisbury and is expelling 23 of its diplomats, the biggest expulsion since the Cold War. The Prime Minister also says the UK will suspend some high-level meetings and sanctions could follow over the poisoning of a former Soviet spy and his daughter. Speaking in the Commons, she's accusing Moscow of being guilty of attempted murder.
Their response has demonstrated complete disdain for the gravity of these events. They have provided no credible explanation that could suggest they lost control of their nerve agent.
Specialist police divers are helping search for a man who's gone missing off the Kent coast. Ben Moss from Faversham disappeared while scuba diving between Walmer and St Margaret's at Cliff on Monday morning. Coast Guard crews who had been scouring the area have been stood down, and his wife says she needs time to grieve. Professor Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76. Anna's got more for KMFM.
The world-famous physicist defied the odds. A rare form of motor neuron disease left him almost completely paralysed and only able to communicate using a computerised voice.
Computers make the difference between being a leading world scientist and being unable to do anything.
More than 10 million people bought his book, A Brief History of Time, which explained the Big Bang and black holes. He was also known for his humour, enjoying cameos on shows like The Simpsons.
Your theory of a donut-shaped universe is intriguing, Homer.
And The Big Bang Theory.
It's an honour and a privilege to meet you, sir.
I know.
The Prime Minister's described him as an inspiration.
KMFM News.
A man arrested on suspicion of murder more than 10 years after the death of a man in a house fire in Hythe has been released pending further inquiries. 27-year-old Wayne Baker was pulled from a property in St George's Place in November 2007 but died in hospital a month later. Police opened a murder investigation earlier this year and questioned a 29-year-old man from Dover yesterday. All Toys R Us stores in the UK are expected to close within 6 weeks. Up to 3,000 jobs are set to go after staff were told administrators have failed to find a buyer. Plumbers, tradesmen and builders in Kent are getting the chance to take an online training course to learn to spot the signs of child abuse. The NSPCC's come up with the idea so people who go into homes as part of their job can recognise and report potential victims. Last year, more than 1,000 calls and emails to the charity were referred to police and children's services in Kent, the majority from people concerned a child was being neglected. Emma Motherwell is from the charity.
It is concerning, and neglect is by far the biggest reason that we are contacted and that we refer children out for services in local areas. And so it is really important that we all do what we can to report our concerns.
Flats in Greenhithe have been evacuated after a vehicle caught fire in an underground car park. Emergency crews were called to Nelson House just before 4:30 this morning. The blaze was put out and no one's been injured.
KMFM Showbiz.
If you missed our exclusive announcement earlier, Craig David and Rita Ora are going to be performing in Kent this summer. They'll be at the Kent Events Centre at Detling near Maidstone on Friday the 31st of August. Tickets go on sale on Friday. And Dua Lipa's had to cancel some gigs while she has her wisdom teeth removed. The singer's tweeted that she's pulled out of supporting Bruno Mars's world tour on medical advice.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
At the Winter Paralympics, Great Britain are 2 medals short of their target after reaching 5 in total in South Korea. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Skier Menna Fitzpatrick's won a 2nd silver medal at the Winter Paralympics in as many days. She finished 2nd in the visually impaired women's giant slalom to claim her 3rd medal of the Games. It wasn't such good news for Kent's Millie Knight, who finished 7th. She's already won 2 silvers, though. Elsewhere today, Jamie Carragher's suspension as a Sky Sports pundit has been extended for the rest of the football season. The ex-Liverpool defender was filmed spitting at a family through his car window following his old side's defeat to Manchester United on Saturday. He claims he was goaded, but admitted on Monday he was wrong. And in football, Manchester United have suffered a surprise exit from the Champions League. They were beaten 2-1 by Sevilla in the last 16 at Old Trafford. Chelsea looked to go one better than United tonight, but they're the underdogs ahead of their tie away to Barcelona, which stands at 1-1 ahead of the second leg.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.